Connor, you're so thin that I get weary when the air conditioning comes on because I think you're going to blow around like a deflated balloon.
See, I'm just here being like, wow, our AC bill was high last month. Hello and welcome to What's Up With Me, a podcast about what's up with me, Connor Kvyecha, a comedian and content creator. For those of you who are watching on YouTube, thank you. For those of you who are listening to this podcast in the audio version, thank you. For those of you who are joining this podcast for the first time, welcome to The Closet Studio, a studio I build right here in my closet in Tampa, Florida. And for longtime listeners, we're changing up the format of the show. It's no longer going to just be me, stream of consciousness, rambling on, talking about hashtag cast Connor on Survivor, although I should be cast on Survivor. I stand by that 100%. And we got segments now. We're going to be talking about news, making topical jokes about the news. We're going to be talking about content that I create. We're going to be having guests on the show, kicking things off with our first guest, Trevor Glassman, my curbside comedy partner and a stand-up comedian. He's going to roast me pretty good, which is always a good time. But we're going to be starting the show off now with topical humor, topical jokes. If we're going to be talking about the news, though, we got to take a step back from the jokes for a second to talk about something serious that deserves to be talked about serious outside of the context of jokes. For those of you who have been following the news, I've seen that there are targeted murders in the Atlanta area. 8 people were killed, 6 of whom were Asian Americans. Since COVID-19 has started, hatred and violent acts have been increasing towards Asian Americans in this country. And that's unacceptable. Like, I feel ridiculous saying that. I feel like that's unacceptable. It seems like I'm being child. It's unacceptable. Plain and simple. These are our neighbors, our community members, our friends. We got to love these people. I mean, it's unacceptable. We got to stop the hate. Plain and simple. That deserved to be said outside of the context of jokes. This is a show about jokes, comedy, jokes. We're going to get into that. That deserved to be said. jokes. We're going to be kicking off the show from now on with a segment we're rolling out called News I Saw. We all know what the news is. Some news is important. Some news isn't. And thanks to social media, we all see different versions of the news. So here's the news that I've seen since I saw you last. Kicking things off, NFL free agency is underway. It was good news for Patriots fans as Bill Belichick finally decided to show some personality. Bill, you dog. Speaking of people who can't control their dogs, Joe Biden. Joe Biden was at a press conference promoting the COVID-19 stimulus when he said, shots in arms and money in pockets. That's important. In unrelated news, Joe Biden is releasing a mixtape called Shots in Arms and Money in Pockets, coming out exclusively on NPR. For those of you big-time rap fans, I heard POTUS tripping up the stairs. It's going to be a sick single. Speaking of sports, March Madness tipped off, and there were a number of upsets, including the number 2 seed Ohio State losing to the number 15 seed Oral Roberts University, making that small Oklahoma college the second most famous Oral after 6. I mean, it's been a crazy madness year. I'm surprised we didn't rename the tournament to March. No, we're doing this again. The craziest part about the whole tournament is that you think you're going to win your bracket, and you never do. That's madness, Kevin. Madness. Speaking of other stuff that I saw, the 63rd Grammys happened, and much like my Grammy, I didn't watch it. Supposedly, according to numbers, viewership for the Grammys dropped 60% from 2020. So you're telling me that Americans don't want to watch a four-hour televised event celebrating celebrities on a Sunday night in the middle of a global pandemic? Not my America. So I guess Harry Styles was trending after the Grammys for his fashion choice. And I support Harry Styles. I believe he's building to something better. I think he's going to come out with a fashion line. Do you like hair on your head? Try it on your jeans, jacket, and Gucci sweater with Harry Styles. Clothing made out of real human hair. Speaking of Gucci, Adam Driver and Lady Gaga went viral for a photo of them wearing sweaters. While I was bullied for wearing a sweater in high school. And in the last news story that I saw, Amazon warehouses have some competition, as Goldman Sachs analysts claim they work on average 95 hours a week. Woof. 95 hours. According to a report of 13 self-selected first-year analysts, one said, quote, "There was a point where I was not eating, showering, or doing anything else other than working from morning until after midnight." That stinks! And so do the employees. The only way someone thinks that a 95-hour work week is acceptable is if they royally mess up some Dolly Parton lyrics. Working 95, what a way to make a living, always getting by, it's just banking, are you kidding? You will lose your mind, and they say we do just credit, it's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. Some people did go crazy. That's it for the news I saw. Thank you so much. I'll accept my Grammy at the 64th annual event. Next, we're going to roll into content stuff, Creighton stuff. I'm an audio person by tradition, I guess, by background. It's what I did in college. But there are certain things that I do well, like editing podcasts, especially long-form podcasts. And then there are things that I can improve on to make myself more employable. One of those things is voiceover work. And another thing is mixing, combining music with the voiceover to drive a more compelling story. It's something that I know how to do, but I can definitely spend more time doing it. And that's exactly what I did here. For those of you who are listening, there's obviously the audio version. For those of you who are watching, enjoy the stock footage that I got. Free, royalty-free, online, while I'm working on this content creation skills of voiceover work and mixing.
Do you want to drive out into the woods to go hike with some friends to a place you've never seen? Just for a moment you'll never forget? Or would you rather escape to the fields and see the sheep that made Adam Driver's sweater? No?
Sick! You do you. Yeah, that wasn't a commercial for Nutella. That's just a stock footage that I found online, which is awesome. All right, we'll just move right into it. This upcoming is an interview that I did with Trevor Glassman earlier in the week. I do want to make a correction, though, before getting into it. I said Joe Biden's campaign, the one I referred to earlier, where he said shots in the arm and money in the pockets. I said shots in the arm and money in the pocket was the name of the campaign. That's not true. The name of the campaign is Hope Is Here. I messed up, and it made me realize, research jokes more. Be better. Be better. So I just want to correct that, but for those of you who don't know Trevor, just to set it up a little bit, Trevor and I started Curbside Comedy, which is what this podcast was initially about, talking about Curbside Comedy. We started that on our parents' front porch. We did live stand-up, social distance stand-up, right in people's backyards, and we raised over $5,000 for charity. And I didn't bring Trevor on to this podcast to talk about that or to, you know, intro himself to this audience, to you all. He's actually really good, in my eyes, at marketing himself. He's moved around to a number of different scenes doing stand-up comedy and always finds a way to get in, to get himself booked. And that's a great skill. So I wanted to talk to him about that. And he's better at roasting people than me. And so I wanted him to teach me a little bit about that, to talk a bit about that. So enjoy this, this interview. You can find Trevor on Instagram at @TheTrevorGlassman. Enjoy. Let's have some fun with it.
Dude, I'm already having fun.
You're already having fun with it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I don't.
I signed up for fun 2 days ago when I said yes.
Why? I did my hair for this one.
You did your hair?
Yeah.
You put gel in it or no? You woke up and showered. Pomade. That's what you call it.
I only used soap
once. I did my hair. You use soap in your hair?
Yeah, body. You know that detergent? You know that, what is it, that Squatch soap or whatever that you see ads for all the time?
That was your choice.
Yeah. Just like
who needs shampoo? You're a caveman. What is this, the Barbaric Podcast? What is this? No, I know what it is.
Oh.
But I'm saying because you use soap in your hair like an animal.
Animals definitely don't use soap in their hair.
Depends who you ask.
I mean,
platypus is definitely.
I think they did for Exxon Valdez.
What am I talking about?
This is Trevor Glassman. If you didn't watch the clip before, he does stand up comedy. We're acquaintances. We communicate via messages. Yeah. Okay. So I did earlier in the show. You didn't see it. We're recording 2 days before. 3, 4, 5 days before this actually comes out.
We're friends, by the way.
Oh yeah.
I was waiting for that part.
No, I
didn't
say it.
I didn't want an awkward smile for 45 seconds.
I didn't want them to know that. Okay. I want to make sure people know that I'm available for friends.
For your sake, you don't want to be associated with me. I totally agree.
No. It's not about you. It's about
no,
me.
It is. It totally is.
You're right. It is.
No, that's really wrong. It totally is about me. Well,
like I was saying, though, we recorded this multiple days before the actual podcast comes out. And I talked about the news, things that happened in the news. Hopefully this could go really bad. No one could ever see that section. But do you have any claims about the news that's going to happen in the next 5 days? Do you think there's anything that we should be talking about right now that hasn't happened yet, but that probably did
in the news?
Yeah.
Alternative perspective, I'd probably go with, we shouldn't even watch the news.
That's like how I'm kind of building it. I'm like, how do I talk about the news and act like I don't care?
Because I think that was the wrong question to ask me. Because my opinion is we should focus on our normal lives and make our normal lives better instead of crying why gas prices are $3.
So you don't think that we should be talking about any nuclear explosion, any controversy, impeachment, nothing like that? Nothing happened?
No, dude, let it happen.
You don't. Yeah, we don't care. Okay.
Are any of us going to the White House? Are any of us dodging the nuclear bomb if it happens? No.
The White House is coming out. There, Biden said they didn't do a good enough job. Obama didn't do a good enough job talking about the stimulus package they put out during the recession. So they're doing a campaign called "Shots in the Arm, Money in the Pocket," which I think is Joe Biden's like attempt at a rap album. That's what the campaign is called.
Shots in the arm, money in the pocket. Is that real?
Yeah.
You're not lying.
No, I looked it up last night.
I would have laughed way harder if you made that up. And now I'm kind of just nervous. What is that, dude?
I think it's fascinating though. Like that's the choice.
That's one word to use.
I read it one time, like, oh, I want to do a longer section about that because that's a fantastic name. That sounds...
Who's going to be the first rapper with a gold chain and as a vaccine needle as an emblem?
I mean, needles probably are...
kind of fire.
I guess.
No, it's not the needles. The chain needle would be kind of fire. Actual needles? No thanks.
I don't know.
That's real. That's you're totally serious. That's what the campaign's called.
I didn't save the link. It's real. And I read it in one article and was like, oh, I'm fascinated to learn a whole lot more about this. And then saw that the campaign name wasn't used anywhere else. But it was like, it was in
this BBC, is all it's all entertainment. I'm out on it.
I mean, it's all really, entertainment. But that's the stance I took. I'm like, it is entertaining. At least they're saying on the surface, they're like, we're doing a campaign so Americans know why, so we can get reelected. I'm like, At least you said it this time.
Yeah, I'd rather the honesty come out than we lie forever.
Yeah. So I had a question for you, and this is going to sound mean, but you know, this is a part of why I brought you on here, and you're actually very good at this.
Yeah.
Self-promotion. You're very good at that.
Am I?
I think so. You're better than... You're good in, like, your networking skills. You're very good at it. You've been in a lot of different scenes. Yeah.
That's true. I wasn't good enough for
one. For people that don't know what a scene is,
Yeah.
Because people be on, you'll go onto normal podcasts and be like, hey, this is why you like, this is what I do. This is my stuff. I want to reverse engineer that and be like, why should people care about you as a comedian? It's going to sound me like I said, but you're like, it's self-promotion here. Like, how do you pitch yourself?
I mean, I would say that they totally shouldn't.
Like, that's exactly how I feel. I'm like,
I would say they shouldn't care about anything. They should come watch me and have a fun time. But thank you for the backhanded compliment. I'll take it. And I will say this, my style that is evolving as every interview that I self-promote on, it's changing constantly. Right now, I have kind of a darker sense, but also kind of like a mindless sense of humor where I'll talk about some, you know, some darker stuff that happened in my personal life. And then nonsensical stuff that I just think is absurd that happens that has no relevance at all. And it's just funny. So we're here to have a good time. I'm not here to get on a pedestal or anything.
I bent over to barf as you were talking about that, not to adjust the...
Oh, okay. Well, that's... Yeah.
All right. Well,
I can't smell. So
clearly, can you not?
No, I can smell. I want them to freak out. Of course I can smell. You didn't barf. Don't lie to them.
I mean, that's a part of it. I
lied to the camera. Now they all think I have COVID and now we're 3 feet apart. Come on.
Well, we could get shots in the arm.
He's sweating.
We can get shots in the arm and money in our pockets. Yeah. So we're good.
I'm with it. And a couple chains.
All right. Well, I didn't actually bring you on for self-promotion. I didn't want to talk about marketing a little bit because you're good at that. Like,
would you come see me after that message that I told them that they shouldn't care and then I told them why they kind of should? Kind of humble of me, right?
Well,
by the way, you should totally care about me.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what I was expecting. But I'm big now. And like, part of this podcast too is about trying to market comedians more, like get yourself out there further and like find ways to do that strategically so people do care about comedians. And I think finding that balance of self-promotion is important. And the other piece of that is networking though, which you've actually been able to do in a lot of different scenes. And it's going to tie into something bigger teaser. I hardly know her. I hate myself for saying that.
I just met her that night.
But what would you say is actually important in your style? Like actually going up, you came down to Florida. We came down to Florida around the same time and being able to get on shows where people do see you. Like what's important for you in doing that?
What's important is that, well, first of all, I think what's cool about comedy is part of networking can be hard because you don't really like to talk to the people that you're talking with. And it can almost come off as fake. Like you put on the smile, then you're like, oh, what's up? Where do you work? Why are we still here? It's been 45 seconds longer than I wanted to speak to you. But, or vice versa in many cases. But
especially people that come to the show, you're like, it's like, I appreciate you, but
they're like, that was interesting. I'm like, yeah, they're like, that was really good. I'm like, don't leave yet. I need to talk to this longer so I can be happy. But going around with comedians talking and networking with them, like they're really cool for a majority of the time. So it's fun to talk with them. And if you're lucky enough to get on or you're lucky enough to contribute to what they have going on, you know, you want to give it your best and give it everything that, you know, you represent so that people that see you that have never seen you before have a really good first impression.
Yeah.
Like all of our viewers.
That's the thing I was forgetting. Like I switched my question because I completely forgot what I was going to say, which is really good. But
that's good though.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? You're not supposed to tell them.
Yeah.
No. But I think that's a big thing. Or like people, when they come see your show, anyone's show, and they're like, I like that comedian, should be extra supportive. Like the expectation should be, I'm here to have a good time. I'm here to laugh. And then if you like someone, don't be like, oh man, that was a cool comedian. I'm going to drive home now. Be like, follow them, like them, like give them money.
Yeah.
Like one of the things
half the people forget anyways. Like you tell them you say your name.
Yeah.
And then they forget.
They don't care.
There's a whole show going on.
It's,
yeah. And the headliner is going to get most of the attention anyways.
Yeah. I mean, well, depending on how the show's set up.
Yeah.
But,
true.
I've been very, very on edge about, not on edge. I've been upset about the whole idea of like, art is the only thing that we should expect people to do only because they love it. Like you shouldn't care about money, which like you need to not care about it to get into it. But people start businesses because they have a passion, but their end goal is an exit that ends them money. We're like, why is art, not just comedy, but like music, the only thing? We're like, you should just do it because you love it. Like pat you on the back. Like that's it.
Yeah. Like, well, that's society talking. Society points you into the more practical things.
Yeah.
But that's why artists are so great, because that expression comes from the opposite end of not being able to really, you know, show those emotions or show those ideas anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I brought you on the show because you're good at networking, because I know you.
More compliments, please.
But also because we are friends. Yeah. And something I've also been really fascinated about recently is the idea of being mean is actually nice. And that's like a really overarching thing.
Thank you. Right. Thank you for it. I mean, okay. Did you ever play, not to hijack this, but did you ever play?
It's your interview.
Xbox Live in 2008 to 2010.
No. It sounds like Twitter today though, from everything I've heard.
Dude, the lobbies in these Xbox Live rooms were filled with the most horrific things that you could possibly say to somebody. And it was like a little, it was almost bonding. Like you bond with a stranger that's roasting you halfway across the country.
That's the thing. I want to learn more. Eventually I want to like talk to a psychologist and see what it's all about. I read some on it. It's way darker than it looks. It's like every time you joke at someone, they're like, you're testing your friendship with people. I'm like, that sounds awful. Like we should never joke then. Like that's so.
It's like demented. Verbal sparring.
But yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's like weird. It's a weird thing how they described it. But for me, it's like, the last office job I had, I felt a little out of place till someone's like, oh man, you really fucked that one up. And I was like, oh, you like me.
You
like
swear on your podcast?
I do now.
Oh my God. It's a whole
new world. It's a whole new
world. You allowed to?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Just put it on adult content. The whole thing's switching up. You're here at the rebirth. Is my posture okay? Sure.
Okay, yeah. I felt like I was hunchback. I'm like, did you swear? We don't do that in Notre Dame.
But isn't that the thing though, in like as soon as someone opens the door to being mean to someone, you're like, oh, okay. Like if you like them enough, you're like, oh, now I can play. I actually like that person a little bit better. It's like how you can bust balls with your friends. And like, that's a good sign of things. Like that's how you feel more comfortable. So there's just like this weird dynamic.
Yeah.
And it seems like it's all based around the idea of like, how well you know the person. Because if a stranger did that online, like if someone made fun of you online and a friend said the same exact thing in person, like you're gonna feel a completely different way, even though it's the exact same thing. Because like it's how close, like you can tell it's coming from love versus not. But I think it's fascinating.
Me and my friends were actually talking about this probably, they're not comedians. Very funny, but not comedians. But we were talking about this probably 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
There's an art to that. There's an art to roasting. And there's like some people, I actually said this, some people do it wrong. Some people try to go for the jugular and try to take out like actual true, like really mean things. That's not the way to do it. Cause that comes from like a hateful, I'm trying to one-off the place.
Well, that's,
so if you're just, you know, playing back and forth, it's like dogs do. Dogs roll around and bite each other. Like,
yeah.
For fun.
Well, that's what we're saying. Like, that's the other thing I read. It's like,
that's
kids
what me and my
fighting.
Friends do too, by the way. We roast each other and then we wrestle and nibble on each other's necks.
Join the Trevor Glassman wrestling ring.
I can't wait to send them this clip. That is so absurd. I'm arrested.
But that's what there's like when people are fighting, it's like you can play fight and then there are times you can go too far and it can actually hurt. But like that's the metaphor of it. But
the person who does that, the person who takes it further and like tries to go for the juggler, you already won psychologically because they feel that they need to go to that level.
Yeah. I mean,
and that shows they're not as cool as you thought because they should be able to take it and dish it back and it should be like a friend thing. Or they one up you, they go for your juggler, you go back at the juggler, see how they respond, and then you shake. And then you're like, all right, that.
Yeah. Dapping up.
They had to know.
You
that's how every roast battle should end.
With a hug.
We got each other. Yeah.
And that was roast the ones we love. That's what Comedy Central's thing.
Yeah, except but, the internet can go crazy. And,
and that's, for me, I've always been very scared and very timid. I'm not a person to actually do that so often. And like, it's been a struggle for me. And like, that's why I'm logically thinking through. I'm like, hey, wait, how is this actually nice? And how is it actually helpful? Like, you'd rather get told you're doing bad at your job than pat on your back the whole way until you get fired. Yeah. Like, you'd rather, like, there's certain times where saying something mean is helpful, but I really wanted to, because you're much better at it than me. I think you're better at roasting.
You're telling them that I'm meaner than you? Is that what you're saying? We'll you're just naturally we'll worse than out. A person than me.
No, I think, like, on stage, you can pull it out and you can spit it back in an audience in a way that actually turns, because in comedy, it is helpful to be mean at the audience members who are distracting from the show, because it ruins the show for everyone else. Like, it's not their show, it's everyone's show. But I'm not very good
it's
at that.
Show.
You said they shouldn't really come out and see you, which is how I actually feel. I stand up. But we sold
but then
that
I said they should totally care. And then I didn't get to tell them that it was for self-esteem issues, but they should totally.
Come to Curbside Comedy. We sold out tickets. And, but I wanted you to say the meanest thing you could about me and still be my friend right now.
On the spot?
On the spot.
Okay.
Because I need someone to open that floodgate. And yeah. And see, it's like immersion therapy because I'm not very good at that.
You look like if Flat Stanley went through a divorce.
What? Flat Stanley?
You don't know what Flat Stanley is?
So you know what Flat... Comment!
Did you ever go to first grade and read a book? They do it for
Flat
like...
Flat Stanley?
Flat Stanley,
that
dude.
That sounds like an insult for...
It's this... Connor, you're just going to have to Google it. It's,
now we can't tell. Or, I don't know if we're friends though.
Or just look at your pictures from like 10 years ago. You'll be like, oh, that's Flat Stanley.
I thought you were gonna go for the mustache. Because I feel like I really look like Aaron Rodgers without any money or talent.
Yeah, you could go with that too. Or if Aaron Rodgers worked for a marketing firm.
You know who's getting married?
You like HR or something.
I really feel like I'm
I can't
to work
wait
in HR
for work's
too.
Over so me and HR can talk about what we're not allowed to say at work.
And then write each other up because we feel too embarrassed.
This was weird. We had too many drinks and at 8 o'clock, Connor said the F word. Yeah. What did you ask me before my ADHD
took
over?
Oh, I said Aaron Rodgers getting married to Shayna Woodley.
Oh, good for him. Yeah, I legit don't care. Like, not even this much.
I always thought she
the only quarterback I care is the greatest quarterback of all time, which is Tom Brady.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Dan Orlovsky.
Close second.
Unless you have more mean things to say about me, which is one of the reasons why I wanted to see if I could spar. Obviously, I can't. It's immersion therapy.
Connor, you're so thin that I get weary when the air conditioning comes on because I think you're going to blow around like a deflated balloon.
See, I'm just here to be like, wow, our AC bill was high last month. I'm like, man, I better be able to go turn it off.
But you weren't mean to. Now you're just asking me to be mean.
Yeah, I know.
There
so
was
it's
no
go
battle.
Back and forth.
Yeah. You want to take a shot at me?
I don't know. That's the thing I was seeing.
You
if
can
I
actually
could.
Take two. Yeah. It's pretty hard. I got my hairline. I got my alopecia.
I know. I've heard
what
your
else?
Acts too many
what
times.
Else? Yeah.
You look like. Coming over here, you're doing a combination of headbanging and crying to some Blink 182.
Oh man,
is that too right, close?
No, I mean like you know, that's fine. Like you don't actually tell them my lifestyle, but you could. It's like a jab that they're supposed to know for me. Not like, hey, I know that you've been there since you were 15. That's for the jugular, dude.
That's what I'm saying. Like I don't know the gauge, and that's legit. Like I'm not making this is not.
I also don't have my glasses on, so the amount of sight that I can...
I do think your glasses, though, builds the persona. It's like a Buddy Holly, like Weezer Buddy Holly feel.
Don't insult me like that again.
That's not
the
a...
The roast is
oh,
over.
Oh, you hate Buddy... You hate Weezer.
The roast is
oh,
over.
Oh, I like Weezer. That was a compliment.
The roast is over.
Well...
You won.
Come back next time for when Connor does failed insults.
Yeah, this is how you bully people. You bring them on your show. You go, just roast me, and then you're actually mean to them. See what you've done? Yeah.
Let's give it up a trophy. For... See, I don't know how. And that's why I need to learn more. But also, like, I know you're not supposed to back down when you say something either.
Yeah, also, if I knew I was going to roast you, I would have.
Yeah, but I wanted to put you on the... Because this is friends don't think about it.
Yeah, that's true.
But I also... Like think about everything like 15 times before I say
you also text like an English teacher and it actually annoys me.
I was talking to a buddy yesterday. He does all punctuation correctly, all grammar. I'm not.
You're yeah, not sure. What? I go, should not I come sure. over this time? And you go, yeah, comma, sure, period. When you could just go, yeah.
See, this is how you roast people.
Yeah.
You didn't.
I feel great at texting you.
I'm like, is this an A minus or a B plus? Can I ask him for lunch? Question mark?
I can have you on later, and I'm going to
You're an nice English list. Teacher's dream.
I was. Yeah. I want to be a writer. I want to be a poet. Actually, I want to be a poet, but when I was young in college, but I didn't drink or do drugs, which was really problematic because all great poets were alcoholics.
Of course.
So that's why I turned to comedy.
Yeah. Well, hey, same thing.
Before wrapping it up, do you want to talk about Haywire Radio? Which I know, are you still doing the, I haven't been following as much as I should.
Yeah, that's okay. That's the real roast of it all.
Yeah.
We're friends, by the way. I don't care about anything you do.
I care. Right, see,
I'm kidding. We all have we're all busy, dude. If we could keep up with everybody's stuff, we would need 48 hours in a day.
Are you doing the thing where you have you had high success calling people doing the character you were talking about before?
Yeah, so far it's fun. I get to be a kind of a more wild version of myself where I just go for an hour, my brain's gonna take over.
Yeah.
No consciousness, no rules. I just get to go. And people call in.
What's the number?
904-413-1828.
I'll put it in the comments.
Again, 904-413-1828. And again, you can only call when I'm on, because if you just call when I'm not on, I'm not going to answer. It's very simple. I have my own cell phone. 603 for all the girls. No, I'm just kidding. Don't put that one up, please. No, you can put the clip, but not my actual phone number. I beg of you.
One final roast.
Yeah. okay, please. I'm sorry. Google Flat Stanley, by the way.
I will.
Yeah, that's I'll a great insult.
We could actually, that's a real computer. Do you want me to just they're not gonna be able to see it's not
do
focused.
It. Yeah, do it.
It'll be good. Plug yourself as I do that.
Okay.
And we'll wrap up.
Okay. Instagram. You can follow me at the Trevor Glassman. My name. With a the in front of it, but I can't say the Trevor Glassman. It's the Trevor Glassman. I don't have narcissism, by the way. And you can follow me on TikTok for politically somewhat incorrect TikToks at Joaquin Penis.
Is that real?
That is my at. Yeah, that is my at.
Did you change it?
Yeah, I changed it. I figured I look like Joaquin Phoenix and I'll make it kind of funny. And I changed it to Joaquin Penis. And can you put that on there? Are you allowed? You said the F word.
Yeah.
It's my handle. And
you guys should handle my Joaquin.
So Instagram, the Trevor Glassman, TikTok at Joaquin Penis. And then you can follow the Haywire Radio Show accounts at Haywire Radio Show on Instagram and TikTok.
I don't know if they can see the focus is good enough. That's Flat Stanley. Maybe I'll put it in a little bit better in post. I just want to say that's a great compliment. Look at that hairline. Look at that hair. That's all I see.
I'm kind of jealous.
Oh, like, yeah.
I was really going for this one. Oh. But yeah.
I can see that.
I'm like, that's not the Flat Stanley I remember. It's this one.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely more accurate.
Yeah.
Yikes.
If he went through a divorce, that's where the mustache comes in and then the wavy hair.
Well, I don't know how to sign off this show. This is the first time we're doing a thing, so
yeah.
I might send it back to me and we might end it there.
Yeah,
but thanks for coming on.
No, dude, thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is good.
This is really fun.
I'll have you back
short
on
and sweet.
Roast. Yeah,
yeah. You, that's what they say about me in the bed. I'm just kidding. I've been practicing abstinence since COVID.
Practicing.
Not willingly. Yeah.
All right. That's...
I had fun.
Hey, thanks, Trevor. Thanks for plugging yourself. Thank you for watching What's Up With Me. This comes out every 2 weeks as of right now. If it picks up, we might be doing it more often. We shall see. But thank you. Wherever you're listening, wherever you're watching, please subscribe. It just means a lot to me. And just ask yourself every once in a while, what's up with you? Thanks. Goodbye. Working 9 to 5 hours at the office, man. I need to learn my words better.